by which three persons were killed, and about 20, more or less, very much hurt. And I beg to enclose you 150 pounds as a thanks offering to my Heavenly Father for protecting me in such perilous circumstances. Will you kindly apply 30 pounds towards your traveling expenses as you see most needed? September 21st, received 5 shillings with the following letter. Dear Sir, I enclose 5 shillings in postage stamps for whatever purpose you deem most needful. I am now reduced to 1 room and the recipient myself of charity, but I lay aside weekly for the Lord a portion of whatever I am able to earn. This year it has been less than usual, which will account for the smallness of my donation. That God may prosper you in all your works done for His glory is the prayer of, dear sir, with Christian love, yours respectfully. This incident shows how the Lord supplied us with money through those also who are in very limited circumstances, and at the same time gives an illustration of how we may yet have the privilege of giving through comparatively poor if we do it systematically. September 29th, from 2 believers, 25 pounds for missions, given on their wedding day. September 30th, received 54 coupons, amounting altogether to 177 pounds, 19 shillings, 7 dimes. Again and again, this donor has kindly sent us similar donations, which invariably have come in most seasonably. October 2nd, from Yorkshire, 1 pound. Instead of insuring the glass of the windows in the shop, October 7th, from HB, a thanks offering, 100 pounds. October 15th, received 4 pounds as a thank offering to the Lord for sparing me for the last 85 years this month. October 26th, received 318 pounds, 7 shillings, being the payment of a legacy. The testatrix not only was entirely unknown to me, but I had never even heard her name. Yet the Lord inclined her heart in answer to our daily supplications for help to leave to me this legacy. December 1st. From SS, 50 pounds for missions. December the 11th. From Ireland, 200 pounds for missions. A very seasonable help, as scarcely anything is left for this object. December 16th. From Ivy Lane, London, 84 pounds, with 21 pounds for the orphans. December 27th. We have today only 10 pounds, 6 shillings, 11 and 3 quarter dime left for these objects. The donors who have given during this month, and especially during the latter half of it, will see how seasonably their donations came in. Thus, we prove continually the power of prayer and are helped. Now observe, dear reader, how the Lord again appeared on our behalf on December 27th. We received from Scotland 12 pounds, from London 40 pounds for missions. On the next day, December 28th, we received 20 pounds from here for foreign missions. From an Edinburgh donor, then, at Ilfracombe, 80 pounds, with 20 pounds for the orphans. December 29th, from Devonshire, 50 pounds, December 30th. From SS, 50 pounds, December 31st. From Paddington, 30 pounds for missions, 20 pounds for school fund, 10 pounds for the Bible and Tract Fund, 50 pounds for the orphans, and 10 pounds for myself. I have referred to these donations to show how the Lord, in answer to our supplication, helped us, and also what varied instrumentality in different places and countries He was pleased to use. 1881, January 1st, from Kent, 12 pounds, 10 shillings for missions, and 12 pounds, 10 shillings for the orphans. From Scotland, 100 pounds, January 6th. Received 5 pounds as a thank offering for answer to prayer in reference to my little girl and the removal of a gathering which threatened to destroy the sight of one of her eyes. From Kent, 50 pounds, January 6th. From the neighborhood of Henley-on-Thames, 100 pounds. From Greenock, 100 pounds, January 17th. From Hampshire, 150 pounds. March 1st, received 54 coupons amounting altogether to 177 pounds, 15 shillings, 2 dimes. This donation came in again most seasonably to help us with means for the first 4 objects of the institution. March 16th, when the funds for the first 4 objects were almost entirely expended and we were in great need of money for them on account of expenses to be met, in a few days. We received today from Saxis, four missions, £165.10. From Manchester, £100, March 22nd. From Ireland, four missions, £200. Thus, we were able to meet the heavy expenses which we had before us. But the money was only enough to do this, and we have nothing left this day, March 27. What was now to be done, dear reader, under these circumstances, when all the money for the above objects was again gone? I reply, we did what we have done for 47 years. That is, we waited continually upon God. This plan may be despised by some, ridiculed by others, and considered insufficient by a third class of persons. But under every trial and every difficulty, we find prayer and faith to be our universal remedy, and after having experienced for half a century their efficiency, we purpose by God's help to continue waiting upon Him in order to show to an ungodly world and to a doubting church that the living God is still able and willing to answer prayer, and that it is the joy of His heart to listen to the supplication of His children. In Psalms 9:10, the divine testimony regarding Jehovah is, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. We know him by his grace and do therefore put our trust in him. On March 29th, 30th, and 31st, there came in £37 in various donations, besides £50 of 2 Corinthians 9:15. April 20th, £2, 100, two bonds, £100 each of the Association of Land Financiers. April 21st, with 2 Corinthians 9:15, £50. May 2nd, from Scotland, £100. May 26, 1881 to May 26, 1882. At the commencement of our new financial year, we had in hand for these objects £124, 6 shillings, 2.5 dimes, viz., a sum which would only supply the average expenses of 3 days. June 7th, from a Scotch lady, then at Perth, £80 for these objects, with £20 for the orphans, June 16th. From Yorkshire, £190 for the foreign missions, June 17th. From Scotland, £270, with £30 for my own personal expenses. Saved during 23 weeks by using 1/4 pound butter less per week, 8 shillings, 7.25 done. June 21st, from Ireland, £200 for missions. Do you see, dear reader, that we do not wait upon the Lord in vain? He helps us in answer to prayer. To Him alone we look, and we do not do so without being helped. July 5th, all our money for these objects are gone. Under these circumstances, I received this morning from a distance of several hundred miles a check for £250, July 13th, by sale of dentist gold, gold and silver articles, etc., for the Bible Missionary and Tract Fund, £44, 5 shillings, with £120 for the orphans. July 28th. The income has been for some time past only about a third part of the expenses. Consequently, all we have for the support of the orphans is nearly gone, and for the first four objects of the institution, we have nothing at all in hand. The natural appearance now is that the work cannot be carried out, but I believe that the Lord will help, both with means for the orphans and also for the other objects of the institution, and that we shall not be confounded. Also, that the work will not need to be given up. I am fully expecting help, and have written this to the glory of God, that it may be recorded hereafter for the encouragement of His children. The result will be seen. The foregoing was written at 7 a.m., July 28, 1871. In the course of the day, there came in altogether for the various objects £69, 11 shillings, 10.5 dimes. I am now looking for further answer to prayer. July 29th. Total income today has been £27, 4 shillings, 11.75 dime, and the expenses have been £230. Much my hope is in God. As yet, we have the means to meet our expenses, and I expect we shall not be compounded. Though for 7 years, we have not been so poor. July 30th. Saturday, today, £33, 15 shillings has come in. August 4th, Monday, the total income today has been £134, 17 shillings. 6, 7, 8 times daily. I am praying with my dear wife for means. We are looking out for answers, and we do not wait on the Lord in vain. August 2nd. The total income today, 130 pounds, 4 shillings, August 3rd. 61 pounds, 18 shillings, 2 dimes, August 4th. 91 pounds, 4 shillings, 6 and 3 quarter dimes, August 5th. There has come in 204 pounds, 16 shillings, 5 dimes for all the objects today. Of late, the outgoings have been about 200 pounds, sometimes nearly 300 pounds per day. Therefore, the kindness of the Lord in giving us this day's income is very great. We still pray daily, 6, 7, 8 times or more for means. August 6th. Saturday, total income, 33 pounds. August 8th. Monday, total income, 27 pounds. Total income, 27 pounds. Above 300 pounds was expended today, August 9th. 20 pounds has come in. August 10th, 36 pounds, 13 shillings, 6.5 dimes was received today, August 11th. In all, 260 pounds, August 12th. 46 pounds, 15 shillings, 7 and a quarter dimes, August 13th. 22 pounds, 5 shillings, 8.5 dimes has been received today. This is Saturday. The outgoings of this week have been about 1,500 pounds, August 15th. The balance for the orphans is now reduced to 332 pounds, 12 shillings, 7 dimes, lower than it has been for more than 25 years. This sum we have in hand to meet the daily expenses in connection with 2,100 persons. It is only enough for the average outgoings of 4.5 days. But our eyes are upon the Lord. I look to my heavenly provider. The total income of today has been 28 pounds, 5 shillings, 2.5 dimes, August 16th. The income today, after constant waiting upon God, has been for the orphans 106 pounds, 8 shillings, 8 dimes, and for the other objects, 39 pounds, 13 shillings, 10 dimes, August 17th. The income for the first four objects has been 73 pounds, 2 shillings. For the support of the orphans, 77 pounds, 19 shillings, 8 dimes, August 18th. 129 pounds, 15 shillings, 7.5 dimes, August 19th. 64 pounds, 6 shillings, 10 dimes, August 20th. The total income was about 60 pounds, August 22nd. Monday. There has come in 17 pounds for the first four objects, and for the support of the orphans, 1,036 pounds. Part of a legacy left years ago was paid as the answer to many prayers. On August 23rd, my dear wife and myself left for the continent of Europe, that as I had arranged before, I might enter upon my 8th long preaching tour, and I had now to leave the whole responsibility of the institution in the hands of my son-in-law, Mr. Wright, and his numerous efficient helpers, the value of whose assistance I had long experienced. My dear wife and I could wait upon God in distant lands and trust in Him for help regarding the work at home quite as well as we could in Bristol, and this we did habitually. The following record will show how greatly the faith of Mr. Wright and of his fellow helpers was exercised, but also how our united waiting upon God, they at home and we thousands of miles off, was recompensated, and how, day by day, the wants of the institution were supplied, and it remained in existence to enter upon the new period from May 26, 1882, to May 26, 1883. September 7th. Today, the income for these objects has been 17 pounds, 8 shillings, 4 dimes, and the expenses have been 167 pounds, 6 shillings, 4 dimes. The income for the orphans has been 40 pounds, 2 shillings, 4 dimes, but the expenses have been 288 pounds, 7 shillings, 7 dimes. Under these circumstances, all we do is to wait upon God, to look alone, to Him alone we look, and we are helped. The next day, September 8th, the income for the orphans was 73 pounds, 15 shillings, 1.5 dimes, and the expenses were 242 pounds, 16 shillings, 3 dimes, September 12th. From Edinburgh, 10 pounds for missions, 10 pounds for the orphans, and 5 pounds for my own personal expenses. October 1st, from the neighborhood of Oxford, from a donor who has often helped us when we were in great need, 153 pounds, 14 shillings, 3 dimes. October the 11th, The total of the income for the various objects of the institution has been today £71.18.7, and the total of the expenses £513.3. Again and again, it is thus. So it is necessary that the eye of faith be steadily fixed upon the Lord and His precious promises, in order that the heart be kept in peace. Reading connection with this last sentence, the following letter written on October 12th and sent from a considerable distance. My dear sir, please receive check for £100 to assist you in your good work in connection with the orphan homes, which the Spirit has moved me to send. In answer to your prayers, and may God abundantly bless all your efforts. Notice that the donor writes, which the Spirit has moved me to send in answer to your prayers. Thus is truly the case. The donation came in answer to our many prayers, October 19th. We have nothing at all in hand for the school, Bible, missionary, and tract fund, October 20th. Admire the Lord's kindness, dear Christian reader. In this our poverty, having not a single penny in hand for the first four objects of this institution, we received £400 for them, £90 for the orphans, and £10 for myself, from the neighborhood of Manchester. November 10th, received £1.10 with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, since I began to subscribe £1 each year to the Lord's work under your charge, He has been pleased to bless me in my undertakings. Instead of being poor in consequence, I am astonished to find that the more He lays it on in my heart to give to His cause, the more I increase in means, even here, so that I lose nothing by giving, even now, and then the joy of knowing that it will all be credited when we are taken to be forever with Himself. Matthew 25:40. November 14th, received from Ireland for missions, £200. November 26th, from the neighborhood of Hirsch Pier Point, £100 for the first four objects of the institution, £70 for the support of the orphans, and £30 for my own personal expenses. This donation was received by afternoon mail, when the balance in hand for the first four objects was only £8.8¾. Admire, dear Christian reader, with us the Lord's kindness and faithfulness, who thus continually, for the sake of our Lord Jesus, in answer to our believing, expecting prayers, is pleased to help us. December 15th, received £200, of which £90 was for these objects, £75 for the support of the orphans, £25 for my own expenses, and £10 for tracts in various languages, gospels, etc., December 21st. For the first four objects, £50, with £50 for the orphans. The donor of this £100 is 82 years of age, and has been a believer 62 years. He had left £100 as a legacy by his will for this institution, but decided to pay it in his lifetime, and thus to save the legacy duty, December 31st. On the last day of the year, we received for these objects from believers near to Theron, £6 for missions, from Paddington, £30 for missions, £30 for the school, Bible, and chaplain, also £5 from Bristol. 1882, January 2nd, from Scotland, £100, £10 for myself, from the Cape of Good Hope, £2, with the following deeply important letter. My dear Mr. Mueller, herewith I send you a post office order for £2 to be used as you think best. Believe me, my dear Mr. Mueller, yours faithfully. P.S. My last contribution was made in lieu of insuring my house against fire, soon after it was burnt with most of its contents. This, I believe, was permitted to try my faith. It has been tried, and I trust, strengthened. I have been enabled to rebuild my house on a smaller scale, but I have no intention to insure, except as before, by trusting in the Lord. With Christ Jesus, He gives us all blessings, and if He sees good to take away some of them, it ill becomes His children to murmur, or to doubt His word, that all things work together for good to them that love God. May I beg the Christian reader again and again to ponder this last sentence, and indeed the whole of this postscript. I have now been for 56 years and 9 months a believer in the Lord Jesus. Many scores have been my trials, difficulties, and losses, but regarding every one of them, without a single exception, I have found already in this life that they have worked for my good, and I have had to praise God for all of them. January 10th, from Scotland, 120 pounds, or 30 pounds for myself. January 18th, a lady sent 250 pounds for her home and foreign missions and 250 pounds for the support of the orphans. As a thank offering to my Heavenly Father in grateful remembrance of His many mercies, patience, and long suffering with one so undeserving. The lady had intended to leave this 500 pounds by will to the institution, but now prefers to pay the money in her lifetime, whereby 50 pounds is saved for the institution, as no legacy duty is to be paid. The 250 pounds for home and foreign missions came in very seasonably, as the funds for these objects were almost entirely exhausted. February 14th, received 2 pounds with the following letter. Dear Sir, enclosed I beg to send 2 pounds for the orphan houses, and or for other purposes at your discretion. Your work is an incentive to thousands of Christians to complete trust in God. Regarding the last sentence, I can only add, may it be so more and more. February 26th, the funds for the first 4 objects of the institution are again reduced to nothing. There is not one penny in hand for them. March 2nd, for a servant of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, 150 pounds, and 50 pounds for the orphans. March 21st, for a servant of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, 50 pounds. With 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, 50 pounds. March 22nd, received in our poverty 41 coupons amounting to 157 pounds and a dividend warrant for 21 pounds, 10 shillings, 10 dimes from a donor whom the Lord has often used to help us when in great need. Thus we were, for the moment, again delivered out of our difficulties. April 1st, from Ireland, 200 pounds for laborers in the gospel. May 1st, with 2 Corinthians 9:15, 80 pounds as a thank offering for letting a house without a house agent, 3 pounds. May 17th, from India, 37 pounds, 16 shillings. May 26th, from a servant of the Lord Jesus who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, 217 pounds. After having been many times during the past year without one penny for these objects, we were brought to the close of this period with a small balance of 13 shillings, 7 1/4 dimes in hand. Decision to close a third of the day schools. The expenditure for the support of the orphans during the year ending May 26, 1882, exceeded the income to the amount of 488 pounds, 9 1/2 dimes. There were also some bills which were paid a few days after May 26. These bills, though not strictly overdue, would have been paid prior to the 26th of May, had we had a balance in hand. The 488 pounds, 9 1/2 dimes, carried to the next year's account was more than covered by the income for the support of the orphans before a month of the new year had elapsed. This excess of liability over the actual income does not represent debt. That is, liability which we had nothing to meet, because the institution is possessed of land surrounding the houses to the value of several thousand pounds. Moreover, the 5 houses erected at a cost of about 115,000 pounds are entirely unencumbered. Nevertheless, as our position financially was an entirely new one, we desire to listen to the voice of our Lord in thus dealing with us and to learn the lesson He would teach us. In thus waiting upon Him, we came to the conclusion that for some time past, a disproportionately large sum had been spent upon the day school branch of the Scriptural Knowledge Institution. To meet the heavy claims of this branch, we had to apply to it almost all the donations which were left to our own disposal. And thus, we could not place to the Orphan Fund, as well as the Bible Missionary and Tract Fund, as much as we should have done, had not the day schools needed so much. This will account for the expenditure of the orphan work being greater than the income. Acting, therefore, upon one of the main principles on which this institution at first was founded and always has been carried on, never to enlarge it by contracting debt, we determined to lessen the expenditure on account of the day schools, and within 3 weeks of the close of last yearly period. Notices were sent according to the teachers and managers of 23 day schools out of 72, entirely supported by the Scriptural Knowledge Institution, that the said 23 schools would be closed in 3 months from that date. Sorrowing as we do at the necessity for this step, we are satisfied that it is the only way in which we can go on with a good conscience and so count upon the Lord's continual blessing. May 26, 1882 to May 26, 1883. We began the year with a balance of 13 shillings, 7 1/4 dimes in hand for the first 4 objects of the institution. There was now looking at things naturally. Not only this exceedingly small balance as a cause for disappointment, but also the great trial of faith we had had with reference to means during the whole of the previous year. Yet, notwithstanding these natural appearances, we were not cast down, but in peace, because we truly sought the honor of God in connection with His institution and really continued to trust in Him. The new period, therefore, was begun with the fullest expectation that God would help us, though we knew not how. And the following pages will show in what manner help came. May 29th, from Manchester, 50 pounds for these objects, with 50 pounds for the orphans. June 5th, there came in 70 pounds for Bath, with 20 pounds for the orphans, and 10 pounds for my own personal expenses. June 8th, there was sent from Edinburgh 40 pounds, with 10 pounds for the orphans. Thus, within the first few days of the new period, God was pleased by giving these and some other smaller donations to refresh and comfort us. June 17th, there was received from Scotland 150 pounds for these first 4 objects, with 150 pounds for the support of the orphans and 50 pounds for my own personal expenses. On the same day, 50 pounds arrived from another Scotch donor for these objects, with 50 pounds for the orphans. June 22nd, from Ireland, for missions, 200 pounds. On June 23rd, we obtained 8 pounds, 16 shillings, 7 dimes from Swanton, Ohio. And thus began 1 month of the new period had passed, had received about 1,800 pounds for these objects as the result of waiting upon God and of speaking to Him only in childlike simplicity about our wants. July 25th, a Bristol donor gave 50 pounds for these objects and 50 pounds for the orphans, instead of leaving this amount in his will. September 26th, received 5 pounds 5 shillings with the following letter from a physician. My dear Mr. Mueller, yesterday a Christian friend put one of your reports into my hand. I am simply astounded at the blessed results of prayer and faith. God grant in future I may go to my knees in a very different spirit. I consider your brief narrative the most wonderful and complete refutation of skepticism it has ever been my lot to meet with. I enclose a check for 5 pounds, 5 shillings. Use it as you like. You know best. Yours in the Lord. The money was taken for the first 4 objects. To prove to such results, I began nearly half a century ago to labor as I did, and God be praised. I have not labored in vain. Thousands of such testimonies I have had while yet in the body, but hundreds of thousands I expect to have in the glory. September 30th. Received 41 coupons and 1 dividend warrant from a donor in Berkshire, amounting altogether to 175 pounds, 2 shillings, 1 dime. This kind Christian gentleman has often been the Lord's instrument in helping us, and often when in great need. Thus it was also when this donation was received. We had nothing at all on hand for these objects. November the 11th, received from Yorkshire 150 pounds for foreign missions, with 150 pounds for orphans. December the 2nd, from Bristol, 80 pounds, with 20 pounds for the orphans. This Christian donor decided to give this amount in his lifetime instead of bequeathing it by will. December 30th, from SS, 50 pounds for foreign missions. From Hereford, 25 pounds for missions. Thus, to the end of the year, 1882, we were helped, the Lord enabling us to meet the demands connected with the first 4 objects, and about 100 pounds was left in hand on December 30th. 1883, January 1st, on the first day of the new year, the Lord sent us further supplies, of which I only mention 100 pounds from Scotland, January 12th. Legacy of the Late Miss S.M., 236 pounds, 8 dimes, to the Bible Missionary and Tract Fund, with 954 pounds, 1 shilling, 1 dime, for the orphans. The lady who kindly left these two sums I never saw, nor knew anything of her until we were informed about the legacy. The reader, I trust, will see in this the hand of God, to whom we look for help, and who is pleased, for the sake of the Lord Jesus, to listen to the supplication of his children. January 15th. From Scotland, 120 pounds, with 30 pounds for the orphans, and 20 pounds for myself. January 18th. From Sussex, 50 pounds for missions, 50 pounds for missions to the Jews, 70 pounds for the orphans, and 30 pounds for myself. From Hants, 100 pounds for the Bible and Missionary Fund. January 24th, received 100 pounds as a thanksgiving from Essex. February 9th, from HB, 100 pounds. March 26th, from St. Gallen, Switzerland, 7 pounds, 18 shillings, 8 dimes. March 27th, from Believers of Cork, 10 pounds for missions. From St. Petersburg, 2 gold rings, 1 set with diamonds and rubies for missions. April 9th, from Paris, 100 pounds, with 50 pounds for the orphans. April 10th, from Wales, 100 pounds, with 80 pounds for the orphans, and 20 pounds for myself. From Dublin, 50 pounds, April 23rd. From a Bristol donor, 80 pounds, with 20 pounds for the orphans, April 24th. From Sussex, 80 pounds, 15 shillings, 8 dimes, May 3rd. From Berkshire, 41 coupons and 2 dividend warrants. Value, 194 pounds, 14 shillings, 10 dimes, May 26th. From a servant of the Lord Jesus, who constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, 300 pounds. May 26, 1883 to May 26, 1884. We begin a new period with 610 pounds, 18 shillings, 10 and 3 quarter dimes in hand for these objects, a balance larger than we have had for several years. June 7th, received from CHCJ, 40 pounds, with 10 pounds for the orphans. June 18th, from Scotland, 200 pounds, with 50 pounds for the orphans, and 25 pounds for myself. July 7th, from Scotland, 100 pounds, July 28th. From Essex, 50 pounds, July 31st. From Manchester, 200 pounds, August 1st. From the neighborhood of Newcastle-on-Tyne, 100 pounds, with 100 pounds for the orphans, September the 18th. From the Isle of Wight, 50 pounds, with 50 pounds for the orphans, September 26th. From two servants of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, 250 pounds, with 250 pounds for the orphans, October 12th. From Yorkshire, 150 pounds for foreign missions, 150 pounds for the orphans, December 7th. Balance of the legacy of the late Miss S.A.W.L., 82 pounds, 13 shillings, 4 dimes for missions, and 82 pounds, 13 shillings, 4 dimes for the orphans. December 31st, from a Christian widow in Liverpool, 3 pounds, 14 shillings, 10 dimes, being 1 penny in the pound of all her takings in the year, in memory of her departed mother, and 7 pounds, 9 shillings, 7 dimes for the orphans, being 2 pence in the pound, together with 2 pounds, 5 shillings, the total of her receipts on the anniversary day of the opening of her business. This widow has trusted in God from the time she became a widow and has been helped. 1884, total received more than £1 million. January 1st, from Paddington, 10 pounds for the school fund, 50 pounds for missions, 50 pounds for the orphans, and 10 pounds for myself. January 24th. From Hampshire, 100 pounds for the Bible and Mission Fund, 200 pounds for the orphans, and 50 pounds for my own expenses. From Sussex, 50 pounds for missions and 100 pounds for the orphans. March 4th, from two servants of the Lord Jesus, who had a legacy left to them, and who, constrained by the love of Christ, laid up treasure in heaven, 500 pounds with 500 pounds for the orphans. Today, March 5th, it is our 50th year since, by the help of God, I founded this institution. Since that, I have received for it, in answer to prayer, £1,010,000. March 8th. From Scotland, 60 pounds, with 50 pounds for the orphans, March 11th. From Haverstock Hill, for missions in China, 50 pounds. And 41 coupons, 153 pounds, 14 shillings, 7 dimes, from a donor who has repeatedly helped us in a similar way and when we were in need, so that his donation were obtained as marked answers to our prayers. March 12th. From the neighborhood of Manchester, £150, with £50 for the orphans. This kind Christian gentleman also, the Lord has again and again used in answer to our prayers to help us in time of need. May 20th. From two servants of the Lord Jesus, who seek to lay up treasure in heaven, £750, or £750 for the orphans. From Worcester, £69, 6 shillings, 2 dimes for missions, with £15 for myself. Thus the Lord brought us to the last day of the financial year of the institution and enabled us to do a little in connection with its various departments. We commenced the financial year of the institution with a balance of £523, 6 and 3 quarter dime in hand, June 26. From Scotland, £130, July 11. From Sussex, £46, 3 shillings, 2 dimes, for missions in India, with £15 for the support of one orphan for 1 year, July 26. From Dundee, £50, August 8. From Radlett, for Indian missions, £50, August 11. From Crawford County, USA, £40, 17 shillings, 3 dimes, and $50. August 12th, from Yorkshire, £150 for foreign missions with £150 for the orphans and £10 for myself. August 30th, from Manchester, £100 for the Bible Fund, £100 for missions, and £100 for the support of the orphans. September 6th, received coupons amounting to £153, 14 shillings, 7 dimes for these objects. September 20th, received from a Christian gentleman in business the following letter with £20. Dear sir, I enclose a check, which I hope will arrive safely, £15 for the orphans and £5 for foreign missions. This makes the 34th year since I read your narrative, which decided me to give a certain portion of my income every year, and God has prospered me and returned it to me many ways, which I never could have expected. Since I read your narrative, I think I must have given away about £3,000 to various objects, and I know I am only the richer for it. My example has been followed by several of my friends. October 9th, received from Vienna, Austria, the following letter with £1, 1 shilling. Dear Mr. Mueller, enclosed I send you £1, 1 shilling. A few days ago I received your last report, which is more faith-strengthening and soul-refreshing than many a sermon. It was so particular to me that I had just had to wade through the speech of some French infidel who boldly affirms that of all the millions of prayers uttered every day, not one is answered. I wish I could have sent him your plain but wonderful statement of facts, etc. October 14th, from Scotland, £100. From the neighborhood of Manchester, £160. From Southport, £40. December the 11th, received £80 from an entire stranger in Worcestershire. 1885, January 1st, 21 donations came in this day for these objects, amounting altogether to £161, 4 shillings, 6 dimes. January 12th, from Scotland, £100, with the following letter. Dear sir, enclosed find bank order for £100, 10 of which please to take to your own use. The remainder to be applied to whatever department of the Lord's work in which you are engaged, you think best. I owe you many thanks for leading me to see the Christian duty of giving, and that systematically, to the Lord's cause. It is blessed to do so, and I have felt it. I began with giving a tenth, but gradually increased, until for some years I have given half of all the profits from my business. And this year, as a thanks offering to the Lord for restored health, I am giving him all the profits, which accounts for the sum being larger than formerly. Beloved reader, will not you seek to know for yourself the blessedness of thus giving? Begin at once. The reader of this letter began to do so at once after he, through my writings, had been instructed on the subject, and God began to bless him immediately. January 22nd, from Surrey, £50 for missions. January 23rd, from Hampshire, £50 for the Bible Mission Fund, £200 for the orphans, and £50 for myself. From Hertz Pier Point, £50 for mission, and £50 for the orphans. February 19th, from Scotland, £125, with £15 for myself. February 25th, from one of the former orphans, £1, 5 shillings, with the following letter. Dear and beloved sir, I put my little every week last year for my dear Savior out of my own earnings, independently of what my husband gave me for housekeeping, as I do a little needlework when I can get it. For every piece of work under a shilling, I put by a half penny, and a penny for every piece of work above a shilling. I have sent £1 of what I put by. It is my birthday today, and my sister in London has sent me 5 shillings as a present. It will give me far more pleasure to give the money back to my dear Savior as a thanks offering for all he has done for me. Please to accept the sum of £1, 5 shillings, and use it for whatever you think best. You will be pleased to hear that my dear Savior is still very precious to me, and I try to keep very close to him. March 5th, from Berkshire donor, 41 coupons and a New Zealand warrant, amounting altogether to £173.19.3. March 10th, from Corydon, 50 pounds. March 13th, from HB, 100 pounds. April 16th, day after day for about 6 weeks, with rare exceptions, the income has been comparatively little. During the past week from April 8th to April 15th, the total income was £268.10.5¾, instead of about £800 required. What was to be done under these circumstances? More prayer, more patience, and the continuation of the exercise of faith. Our universal remedy under all difficulties was all we did. We encouraged ourselves in God. We continued to look to Him for help. And now today, He has again appeared on our behalf. Altogether, about £140 has come in. May 2nd, from London, £50 for the mission funds, and £45.3 for the school, Bible, and tract fund. May 18th, legacy of the late D.B. Esquire, £144.5, with £36.1.4 for the orphans. May 26th, with 2 Corinthians 9.15, £7. End of chapter 15, having been read by Peter John Parises, also known as Brian Dean. None of my audios are copyrighted. Please feel free to make as many copies as you desire to the glory of God.